From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The situation regarding citrus greening and the state's orange crop does not seem to be improving. Agriculture officials are downgrading Florida's orange crop forecast for this season. The U.S. Department of Agriculture now estimates that Florida will produce 103 million boxes of oranges in the current growing season. Now, that's a decrease of 5 million boxes from the estimate released last month, and that was the lowest on record. The ripple effect of the Haitian earthquake 5 years ago spreads beyond that country. Camila Kerwin reports.
Haitian Americans gathered on 62nd Street and North Miami Avenue to march for the victims of the 2010 earthquake.
We will not forget them.
Chia Amboise was working in Miami when he heard the news.
No, I didn't lose families, but I lost friends, and I lost families of my friends, which were close to us.
But even those who were spared direct losses have undergone personal upheaval since the catastrophe. Here's Mireille Charles.
I've provided shelter. I'm still providing shelter for two children. They're now 17 and 14, and I've had them for the last 4 years. So, yes, I was affected also.
As we speak right now, we have hundreds of people on the streets of Haiti.
The solidarity feels palpable as the group approaches the Little Haiti Cultural Center. People seat themselves for an evening of remembrance. Charles, for one, remembers the closeness she felt to other Haitians.
People found ties that they thought they didn't have to Haiti after the earthquake, which obviously helped solidify the Haitian-American community outside.
I'm Camila Kerwin in Miami.
And we have extensive coverage about the Haitian earthquake throughout this week. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?